gentlemen, it may appear of little interest to you what happens in a country much smaller than the state of California, one continent and one ocean away from here. But I think if I tell you how things changed in a rather short time in my country, you might gain an impression of how quickly and unexpectedly changes in law on these subjects of sexuality may come about, and at the same time this can initiate a discussion about all kinds of problems about pedophilia which spontaneously will crop up during my speech. We had until 1886 we had not a Dutch national penal code. We applied the French penal code after the occupation by Napoleon, and it remained in force until 1886, when we had our new own penal code, which is still in force at the moment. Now, in this 1886 penal code, there was a new section, quite a new idea, 247, which stated fixed an age of consent. Fixed it at 16 years of age. Until 1886, every sexual activity with children, either heterosexual or homosexual, was completely legal. Only the children were only protected against rape, against violence, against abuse of authority. And it is interesting to see that when this section was discussed in Parliament at the time, the argument for introducing this age of consent was not that there were any complaints about a situation which could not continue any longer, but the only argument the government invoked was all countries in Western Europe have laws like that, so the Netherlands cannot stay behind. At the time, such a section was quite evident that it was, according to the public opinion too, we lived in the Victorian age, and in the Victorian age the idea was that children were pure, innocent, asexual beings, without any interest in sexuality, and if a child was confronted with sexuality, it would certainly be traumatized very much, it would be deeply shocked, and only a very bad criminal adult could confront children with sexuality. In the Middle Age, when people had quite different suppositions about children, there were proverbs in the Middle Ages saying that it was most unhealthy for a boy and a girl not to have sex after they became into puberty. Children married at 13, even younger, and the stories of the time are full of all sexual events with children of 11, 12, 13 years of age. Children were considered to be fully sexual beings at the time. This changed about two centuries ago. The increase of science, the increase of technology made that the period of learning became much longer. This, the consequence of this was that the age of marriage was considerably delayed, and society had no use of the sexual desires of children and young people. And I think that was the reason why this fairy tale, this image of the asexual, innocent, pure child was invented. It was most useful to society at the moment. Moreover, society being industrious, developed new virtues, it became a virtue to be very industrious, to work hard, and everything which was wasting energy, and sex of course is immensely wasteful, Everything which was wasteful was despised as dirty, as low, as below the dignity of mankind. The only people who are considered to have to be entitled to have lust, to experience lust, were people who were productive. So sex was not for the aged, and sex was not for children. Now, the churches adapted themselves completely to these demands of society, and the whole tendency in the society was against children being confronted in any way with sexuality. The consequence of this was that you see that all over Europe the laws changed. It was a new conception in penal law, rather new, rather recent, but it came all over Europe. One country after another made laws against adults having any sexual relations with children. There is a doctor thesis by a Swiss scientist, Kilias, Jugend und Sexualstrafrecht, I think it is 76, about the University of Bern. It is an excellent book which shows how gradually this idea of the illegality of sex with children came all over the European countries. So 1886, the Netherlands had this age of consent fixed in section 247 of the penal code at the age of 16. There were no provisions in the Dutch penal code against homosexuality. All sexuality was treated similarly. But in 1911, Roman Catholic Minister of Justice, Regout, with a very small majority of parliament in his favor, managed to introduce a new section in the penal code, 248 bis, and this section made it illegal for an adult, that is a person over 21 years of age, to have sexual activities with a minor, homosexual activity with a minor. In practice, it was to say homosexual activities with someone from 16 to 21 years of age. It was under this section that I myself was sentenced in 1950 to 10 months of imprisonment, which I served completely. But in 1963, 13 years after, I returned to the Senate. My party wanted me back, the Socialist Party. And in the meantime, there had been considerable changes in the public opinion. Immediately after the war, there was a sense of restoration in the Netherlands, but in the 50s, and especially in the 60s, there was what we called the sexual revolution. It started, most interestingly, with a report made by the Roman Catholic Association for Mental Health. This association was asked by the Dutch bishops to make a report on the way how to behave towards gay people in confession, in the confessional. And a committee headed by a psychiatrist, Professor Trimbos, nowadays professor of psychiatry at Rotterdam University, made a report concentrating not longer on the biological, the physiological aspects of this question, but concentrating on friendship and the worth, the value of friendship, saying we have to consider that there are people for whom the only way to be not lonely, to contact other people, is having sex, being intimate with someone of their own sex, and this has to be accepted. This report had an immense success. One edition after another appeared, and it was reprinted many times. Curiously enough, about the same time, from Orthodox Calvinistic side, about the same ideas were put forward by a committee headed by a criminologist, Professor Bianchi of the Free University of Amsterdam. and the Our Homosexual Neighbor, this was called, and it came about to the same conclusions. Nevertheless, boy love, sex with children, was still illegal and was considered deadly. I remember one night in 1965, I used to have meetings with a fellow senator, colleague senator, from the Roman Catholic People Party, Siegmann. From time to time we met each other, even when our parties officially were in opposition to each other, and we discussed all kinds of political affairs and could plan things to do to advance more progressive politics. And in 1965, one night, very late, talking to him over a glass of wine in Amsterdam, I mentioned suddenly this section 248 bis. And he always remember, he put up his hands and said, "My brother, of course this section must be repealed, but you will have to kill every single member of my party before you manage to do that." That was 1965. 6 years after this, 1971, this section was repealed, and there was not a single Roman Catholic parliamentarian who voted against it. It was repealed with, from the 150 members of the House of Representatives, the second chamber, there were only five very right-wing Christian parties who voted against it, saying the Bible was against it. And from the in the Senate, 75 members, not a single vote against the repeal of this section of the law. How came this about? The attack on the section was started by the Socialist Party. We had in the Socialist Party a committee where all kinds of things were planned and discussed beforehand with certain representatives. And at a certain moment in 1967, there was in this committee, there was present the president of the Chamber for Criminal Affairs of the Tribunal of Amsterdam. And he, Mr. van der Weijden, said at a certain moment, "Please deliver us judges from this section of the law. Tomorrow I have an affair of a young man of 19 who had sexual relationships with over a year with a man of 30, 40 years of age. This man has been immensely kind to this young man, who was absolutely lost, and it seemed that this young man was going to the devil. He met, fortunately, this man. This man has been talking to the parents of this boy. He has been doing many things for him. Unfortunately, at a certain moment, at a birthday party, there was a scene of jealousy between the two. The man said to the boy at a certain moment, 'You can leave the home if you behave like that.' The boy went straight to the police and denounced him. Now tomorrow I have this case to deal with this case. There's a trial of this man, and I must say it hurts my conscience to sentence him. And the law gives me the possibility to sentence him to a fine of, say, 5 guilders, that would be $1.50.